Okay, the time is 5:45 and I'd like to call to order the North Town Municipal Utility District Board of Directors. The first thing I'm going to do is call roll at this time. My name is Brenda Richter and I'm the president of North Town Municipal Utility District. Robin Campbell.
Here.
Lee Hill.
Present.
Felix Amaro.
Here.
Chris Capers.
Here.
And I think that should be everybody, correct?
Yes. We'll need to go over the consultants as well, though.
Okay. Do I have Scott Foster?
Here.
Robert Anderson?
Here.
I believe Alan Douthit's late, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Mona Oliver?
Here.
Richard Fadal?
Present.
Okay, is there anybody else that I need to include?
Carter Dean.
Okay, I'm sorry, Dean Carter Dean. Okay, I guess that would be important. Okay. Okay, with that, am I okay to move forward then?
Yeah, we'll just, I suppose I didn't hear any members of the public on the line.
Are there any members of the public here? Okay. Just a friendly reminder, if you are able to in between and if it's not too inconvenient, just try to mute yourself or just keep extra comments. Or if there is any outside feedback, just mute your phone if you can in between. And when necessary and if it's appropriate, identify yourself when speaking. At this time, then, are there any residents who need to address the board? If there happen to be any online, I don't believe that there are, though. Okay. Any board member announcements? Okay. Having none, moving on to item number 2 on the agenda, district's response to the coronavirus COVID-19 and related protocols, policies, and procedures. There was a directive for Director Campbell.
That information has been posted and it's been updated in a second post.
Okay. And thank you for that, Director Campbell. Utility matters, including disconnection and late fee policy, which I think this is probably for that subcommittee to address.
Yeah. So this is Director Amaro. We have maintained the policy for late fees. We're in keeping with other districts in our region, along with the City of Austin. As a reminder, the residents are going to be required to pay in full all services used. And at this point, as of this point, we only have about 3 residents currently in the program. We're expecting up to a couple dozen more to join that program, and this would allow them to just defer late penalties and fees. But again, the cost of service will be applied and a payment plan will be worked out through Crossroads. So that is maintained until the next board meeting at this point, unless we need to amend it any sooner.
Okay. Do we need to take any action on any of that, Carter?
Yes. At the last meeting, the motion was to go through May 31st with this program, and if the board wants to continue this program further, we need to pick a motion.
Okay, so we should do that after we address item number C then, or item C as well then, correct?
We can do it all in one motion if y'all would like.
Okay, so y'all want to address item C then as well, restrictive covenant matters including enforcement policy?
Brenda, this is Robert. Can we jump in real quick?
Yes, sir.
On item B, just an FYI for the board, we have opened up our payment lobby at our office.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you very much. When did that happen, Robert?
A week ago, maybe a little less.
Okay, thank you.
So for item C, the restrictive covenants, the subcommittee recommends restarting covenant enforcement beginning tomorrow, which is sending out new violation cards, but not starting or proceeding with legal action against anyone unless legal action has already been started. They also recommend just letting people have a little bit longer instead of the 14 days, giving them 21 days to come into compliance. And then, as usual, they can still call in and ask request for an extension. And then on item D, it's not updated on my report because we did it after I had already submitted that to Armbrist and Brown, but we did open up everything at the parks, the fitness stations, the playground equipment, the disc golf, the sand volleyball, dog park. Dog park does have a sign limiting the amount of people that can be in each side at each time due to a mathematical kind of equation that Felix did. The soccer fields are open. The only thing we did keep closed was reservations. We're still not accepting reservations for park amenities, and we are have the restrooms closed and the drinking fountains closed.
Okay. When you opened up the dog park, just as an FYI, it was interesting on Facebook. Apparently, it was a bit of a challenge to read, and I'm not saying that it was hard for people to read it. I'm saying it was, I guess, more of a comprehension challenge. The part about if there were more than X, that number that was designated there, and then the part about, you know, asking people to, you know, I guess the if the limit was reached, then to please limit your time in there. All people read was limit your time in there to 15 minutes. They didn't read anything about the limit. So it was just interesting. You know,
I think the sign actually says, please be courteous, and if others are waiting, limit your time to 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, it was very clear what the sign said, but that's not what people read. It was just comical, the feedback. And it wasn't really bad or anything. It was like only four comments, but it was just comical because there was nothing about reading anything the way that it was written. It was only the way that it was interpreted. But the feedback's been very positive about it being open. And actually, it seems that a lot of people aren't really going. I mean, they are going, don't get me wrong, but it seems that some of the normal people are very hesitant to go over there, though, that they're still kind of skittish. They're doing their social distancing and stuff. But I'm glad to hear that we were open and that we are open again and that we are being cautious in our approach. And it seems others are as well.
And Brenda, this is Director Amaro. Just as a clarification, in case any of you get asked, we are not taking reservations for the pavilion or for the disc golf, but those are both open. It's just we're not reserving them or holding them for parties or things like that. It's a first come, first serve, and a use at own risk kind of thing. So they are open. It's just in case anybody you see any questions about that side of it, it's just we're not taking reservations and requiring a fee to use them at this time.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve this through the month, through, I guess, what, June 30th? Is that what we're doing, or what do we need to do, Carter?
This is Carter. I just wanted to make sure that we asked Robert and Alan real quick about, I suppose, the water usage and how this disconnection suspension policy and suspension of late fees policy has been going the last month.
Well, it's been, this Robert, it's everything is pretty much normal. We've only have three hardship cases that have been filed. We haven't seen a spike in delinquencies. It's kind of pretty much business as usual.
Okay, good to hear. And Alan, from your perspective?
We are expecting probably in a couple of months, month or two, maybe three from now, depending on how fast people go back to work, we'll probably see an uptick in those hardship cases, I would imagine.
I haven't noticed any issues other than you can see in the financials this month, if you look at the projection that we put in there, dollars a month in penalties, and it went to $17 in April, and that's as consistent as anything out there. And so, there's a lot of people, I think, benefiting from this at this point. So, I think that's the idea with this. But But that was a budgeted item that we're probably not going to hit right now. So as far as revenue stream goes.
The district can afford this for another month, though, in your opinion?
Yeah, the district is, they're fine.
Okay.
Financial.
Just wanted to do our diligence there. All right. That's all from me.
So, Carter, what is the approval that's needed for this item, then, for number two?
To continue suspension of the disconnections of connections and late fees through the next board meeting when that will be reconsidered.
Okay. Do I have a motion for this?
Director Amaro, I'll motion that.
Okay, do I have a second?
Director Hill will second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you.
And Brenda, we'll actually also need to do the restrictive covenant matters just to have it on the record. Basically just resuming normal enforcement of restrictive covenant matters starting tomorrow.
Okay. And do I have a motion for that as well?
I motion that. This is Director Capers.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Okay, item number three, the minutes were adjusted. I think there was a typo in there. It was a repetitive or an unnecessary word in the minutes. So do I have a motion to approve the adjusted minutes with the removal of the unnecessary word in them? I think it was a word
Robin,
back.
I motion.
Okay, do I have a second?
Felix, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Great, thank you very much. Okay, moving right along. Robert, would you like to give your report, please, under item number four?
I'll be glad to.
Thank you.
Good evening. We're continuing operations as normal. For the month, we have 2,972 occupied single-family connections. Total number of connections is 3,114. Lab results were satisfactory. Your loss water is 6.8%, which is still very good. There are, on page 10 of our report, two write-offs for a total of $347.84. I need to get your okay to send those to collections. And those were finaled back in February, so that they have nothing to do with COVID issues.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the write-offs, please?
This is
Rodden, my motion.
I'm sorry, who motioned the approval of the write-offs?
I think Chris was motioning and I cut in, but I'll second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, great, thank you very much. Okay, is that all you had, Director? Robert?
That's it, thank you.
Great, thank you very much, and you're welcome to leave if you're done, or you can stay on with us, Robert.
Thank you.
Okay, take care, be safe. Okay, Richard, you ready? Under item
yes,
number five?
Yes, I am. I am ready. We have been able to stay on schedule with just a little bit of dancing around the rain events with all the maintenance of the green belts and the landscape and park areas. Definitely use is up, a lot of users in the park. Our crews are yielding to them when we see them coming near us while we're mowing and or trimming. Everybody's been cordial. There's been a little bit more litter, but not significant at all. Most people seem to be putting it in the trash cans or taking it away, so it's all working out well. The service started in May on the new properties. We've done the weekly areas three times now and the monthly areas once. We're a little bit delayed on starting the clearing and tree pruning that y'all approved last month on those. The rain did affect us there because a lot of that is down in a drainage area or a floodplain area. But it's on our schedule to start as soon as it is dry enough. And once we get about halfway through that, I'm going to reach out to Mona and see if she and I can do a tour and catch up to where we are and see if we want to make any adjustments. We did one poison ivy treatment along the trail edges where it was creeping in, and we've got several more of those for this year. I think we're going to use at least half of it or three quarters of it. And then the spring infill plantings were complete. That's all I have with my report at this time. Unless you guys have some questions, I do have a proposal to follow up afterwards.
Okay. There is a proposal in the packet. Do you want to take that up right now?
Yes. So proposal 9646 is our annual proposal for the sports field repair of low spots, rough spots, top dressing, and fertilization blitz. It is still just a little bit early because we've had this cooler, wetter weather, and the ryegrass is staying in there a little bit longer. But I think sometime by mid-June to early July, the conditions will get right where the ryegrass dies off, and it'll be time for this application. You have had them closed for a while, so there's not as much obvious wear and tear, but this practice is more than just repair. It's mostly nutrition and growth and a long-term prospect. So I still recommend that we do it at this summer.
Okay. Do I have a motion for approval of Proposal 9646?
Director Amaro, I'll motion approval.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second. Hill.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sounds like we have a third in there, too.
Another one.
Okay. There you go. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let me know if I can help in any other ways.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Richard. Okay, Mona?
Okay, for restricted covenants, you'll notice that in the report, we did an inspection and just removed all the violations that have been resolved and left the ones on there that have not been resolved so that I could update my report, and also Armbrust and Brown could update theirs. I don't have my monthly expenditure report is in the packet and the reservation ledger and the solid waste report. Did the solid waste subcommittee have any comments? Okay. I have no purchase requests in the packet. The facility and construction subcommittee. So Barnaby from Fatter and Evans has the site numbers and the cost estimates, and he's hoping to send those out this week. Also, Wurlix is finalizing the pricing and layout for the playground equipment for Wildflower and Settlers Meadows Point, and we're hoping to have that also this week. There is a late check request that just came out that Scott received from City of Austin for a review fee, a land use review site plan, and completeness check fee. That we would like to request approval for payment of that fee to City of Austin for $20,024.08.
For clarification, okay. This is because the COVID is, well, this would normally be a check request. Alan is required to pay this online, and the finance subcommittee has approved this in the past. His authorization to use the banking information for the district on these obscure requirements of the city. So obviously this amount is recommended by us as well, but also Alan, just for his disclosure, will be paying this via basically a debit from the district's accounts.
Yeah, this is Alan. Just for a little to ease some concern, we got with the subcommittee. We were going to wire the funds, thinking, okay, they want electronic payment. They won't take the check that we cut that was previously approved for the last go-around with this. Well, they wouldn't take a wire. You had to go into their port. You had to create an account in their portal, enter your bank routing information, and then they would deduct the payment. I said, why don't we go back in there and check to make sure that they still don't, you know, have that banking information in there. And sure enough, when you go back in there, all of the fields that we filled out to debit the amount are gone. So it's not doesn't appear to be something that they retain. So that's a little comforting. So that's how we would have to process this next one. So
Okay. Do I have a motion to make this payment, this as a one-time payment again?
Robin, I motion.
I'll second. This is Hill.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
And I don't have anything else.
Okay. And then there is nothing to, I guess that was also part of number 7 then, correct, Mona? And I'm having problems with names tonight. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I guess then, Scott, that takes us to you.
Yes,
right
good evening. I'll be fairly quick as well. Underneath my directive, this is also related to the Village at Northtown multifamily development update. It'll be updated on there going forward. We have been talking to the developer about these items, and they're receptive to us, and we'll continue working with them. So that's the update on the directive. Underneath the Village at Fleetville ISD tract, I would like this to be directed to the infrastructure subcommittee, along with the Harris Ridge Extension, to work on the proper project closeout. So those projects are complete. The Harris Ridge Pond, I'm happy to report, has been completed finally. And we're working on paperwork and the proper way to close out a project that's almost 10 years old.
Hmm.
So we would like to work with the infrastructure subcommittee, Carter and I, to figure out the proper way to bring something back to the board to close this project out. So I'll accept that as a directive, self-appointed directive.
Sounds like that's what it was.
That's what it sounds like. Other than that, your development managers on Village of Northtown multifamily, which is this the area north of Wells Branch, they appear to still wanting to be under construction late this summer. So that's good news that projects are still moving on. And your Lakes Retail Center, which is the kind of the gas station slash convenience over there by the Lakes of Northtown on the west end of the district, they're close to getting their plans approved as well and intend on starting construction this year. So happy report, doesn't appear that the COVID has slowed anybody down from their development process as well.
Huh. Scott, could I butt in here real quick? Were they receptive or have comments on the request for any elevation plans?
What Director Campbell was alluding to is on the Lakes Retail Center, there was a restricted covenant review on their documents for some additional landscaping and other matters there. And we requested that they provide some additional building elevations and of the portion of the building and the canopy within the district, as well as some landscaping, additional landscaping to screen that area a little bit better. And one of the items that was requested from Director Campbell, and I think it's a good thing to think about going forward on our future restricted covenants, is to require an elevation. To kind of like some of the previous developers did. Director Campbell, to answer your question directly, they appeared receptive to it, and I'm still waiting on their submittal.
Okay, thanks. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry for the back and forth, but there's some context there.
Right.
Item C, MS4, we're still waiting on your permits from the last few years, so there's really no update. It'll be an open item until TCEQ lets us know. Item D, Desaul Road, Forest Main. There's really two items to consider here. Is Alan had mentioned earlier that we did have to process the previously issued hard checks into online payments, and we appreciate all the subcommittees working with us to get that done with the COVID going on, so that we're happy to report that was done successfully. And equally important, happy to report that we have all of our approvals from the City of Austin and Travis County on that project. So at this point in time, we're kind of waiting on the financing and permission to kind of move forward with our bid packages and everything else, which should hopefully actually rolls into the bond application update. Is the bond application was submitted in early May, and we're underneath the expedited review process. So hopefully in July or so, we'll know that TCEQ has approved our bond issuance. So everything is moving very forward towards getting ready to advertise for bids late summer of this year and possible construction late this year.
Okay.
And I apologize. That was a quick overview of lots of positive updates.
That's just fine. That's perfect. Thank
you very
much.
Happy to address any questions.
Anybody have any questions? Okay, great. Okay, Alan, that takes us to you.
All right, thank you. This is Alan. I don't really have anything to point out other than what I mentioned earlier financially. So if y'all look at that revised list of disbursements, hopefully y'all received those from Deborah today or was pointed to where it was at. I'm going to go over that with y'all real quick.
Okay.
On the first page of that, you'll see the action items that this typical handout that I have at each meeting. The transfers that we need to make today, we've got a transfer of funds of $200,000 out of your operating account, Chase. We're still collecting credit card payments until we get switched over to the new billing system there. We're just moving that over to your operating account there at TexPool. Then we have a transfer of $80,800 of funds out of your operating account there at TexPool to your manager's account. And that's to help cover some of the disbursements that we had this last month, including those City of Austin payments. And then $527,411.25, another transfer out of that operating account to cover all of the checks that we're going to get your approval on, hopefully here in just a second, that we're going to process out of that manager's account since we're not meeting in person. Also have a $6,200 transfer of funds that we need to make into your deposit refund account that we set up. And then got a $100,000 transfer of funds out of your lockbox or campus that we need to move over to TexPool. And then we've got we received a $103,530 fiscal for the trail easement, I believe. What we're supposed to do is put that in a separate interest-bearing account. So we have an account set up at TexPool. We had to deposit it into your account. We can't deposit funds directly into TexPool. We put that in your operating account. Now we're going to transfer it over to this trail account that we have set up, and it will sit there by itself with nothing else going on, earning interest until we refund that check. So those are the transfers we need your approval on today. If you look at the next page there, you'll see the list of updated disbursements that we have for your approval today. I met with Felix last week and went over all the items without the asterisk. If you look down at the bottom of that schedule, you'll see all the items that we've come in since then. So we've got additional director fees for Director Amaro, Campbell, and Capers. We have some lab fees with the City of Round Rock, who does your back tea sampling these days. We have some 401k administrative fees with the Employee Incentive Plans, Inc. We have a final payment on the gate repairs with Prestige Ironworks. And then we had a small invoice come in from Richards Group for some irrigation repairs that we've added. So if you go to page four, these are the list of customer deposit refunds that we had for this last month, so that we processed out of the separate account. So those are all of the disbursements that we have for y'all's approval today, and that's all I've got, unless y'all have any questions.
Sorry, I was on mute. Do I have a motion to for the transfers and to pay bills?
I move we transfer the funds, pay the bills, and whatever else we need.
Do I have a second? That was Director Hill.
Robin, second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great, thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. Okay, and the security report, please.
Okay, the crime stats are in your packet, and they've also been posted to the website. Deputy Gonzalez will be back to join us for the June meeting. And that's all I have.
That's awesome to hear.
Yes.
I'm very happy and surprised and pleased. And I won't ask any more questions. Okay. Don't need to know. Okay.
I'd butt in just 1 second if I could, Brenda.
Sure.
Looking at the crime report that Mona mentioned, it's interesting that it is just a straight run of thefts more than anything. We don't see all of our typical criminal damage and things like that. You know, whatever that tells us, I don't know, but it's sort of changed. Maybe like there's more opportunity with people locked up to steal stuff. I don't know.
Well, one thing Mona can attest to is the neighborhood watch is working.
Yeah.
Yes, the neighborhood, self-appointed neighborhood watch is working.
But you're missing all those thefts.
Yeah. You know, and those thefts could be anything. Could be someone's lawn ornament that a kid picked up. It could be, you know, we don't know. Could be
anything. But it's interesting. It's usually a mix of all that and criminal mischief and things like that.
That is interesting.
It's just an observation that that was the first time it had looked like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, hopefully once Gonzalez comes back, maybe we can even get those going again. That'd be nice.
Right.
And thank you for the good news, though, Mona.
You're welcome.
I don't hear any developers or landowners on the call, and I'm assuming there's not a report from any of them about anything going on, Carter?
No.
Anything other than?
I'm aware of.
Okay. And then, Carter, you had sent me an email from Randy about the contract with the North Austin Mud. I'm sorry, about the water rate case. I'm not getting my words out.
I checked in with Randy today on, as you'll recall, the wholesale rate case was dismissed months ago, and since then Randy's been trying to work with the City of Austin to get some sort of negotiation rolling for a new wholesale water contract renewal in a few years, and ours comes up, along with renewals for his other clients. Just to remind y'all, the kind of plan was, and Austin has expressed interest in this, is to kind of have for the renewals a more updated and streamlined contract that all the districts will basically enter into with the, I guess, a form contract with the City of Austin, and then have provisions on top of that which are unique to each district. And Northtown will be one of those districts that participates in this if it so chooses. But at this point, there's still no update. Randy says that Austin is pretty much not really said anything since the initial meeting a few months ago about this.
Kind of made it sound like they're not even replying.
Yeah, and I would imagine they're pretty distracted with the issues at hand right now, COVID and whatnot, but we'll see if they start moving on that again. They'll have to at some point since other districts' wholesale contracts will expire. So,
yeah.
But
okay.
No movement there.
Okay. And then action items for you, Carter?
Let's see. Directives, I believe they're complete except for the joint directive with Scott and the village at Northtown, multifamily at Wells Branch apartment directive. That is still pending.
Okay.
Negotiate with them. And then the cybersecurity training. Brenda, I believe you got your certificate in today. And I think outstanding at this point is Robin and Felix. Just a reminder that is due June 14th. I sent y'all an email. I think sometime in the last month with the relevant information on how to where to go to get this done, and I can always forward it again if either of you lost that email.
I completed mine yesterday.
Okay. Did you
I completed mine also.
Okay, thanks, Mona. We got Mona's, I think you emailed us, and Robin, did you send Deborah anything?
Not yet. I haven't, no.
Okay, got it. And I think Felix is the other director. But that's it. And I suppose the last item here is future agenda items. And under that umbrella, I suppose I'd just ask if the board is given the option at the next month's meeting to hold a meeting over teleconference or in person, what would it prefer to do?
Well, the only question we had, this question came up in our subcommittee meeting. The only question we had is, since the governor is the one who has rescinded this requirement, right, we can vote to extend the phone meeting another month unless he rescinds his own executive order, correct? If he were to rescind that, that would require an open meeting in public. Is that correct?
Right. If he lifts the suspension or modification of certain parts of the Meeting Act, then we will have to meet in person. But he hasn't yet. Don't know if he will. So at this point, we still have the option.
I would recommend that since we have not reached the third phase, that we plan to meet by phone unless we, you know, something changes within that period of time, particularly with his executive order.
I concur with that. I would prefer to shoot for July for meeting in person again.
I would agree. I mean, my office, I work for the state still, and we're not, we're working from home per the commissioner's directive and through the month of June. So if my office isn't going back to work until July, I don't know why I would be having a meeting in public before that time.
Brenda, my agency, the IT department, will probably be through August. So
oh, really?
Different agencies are doing different things, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
But I would agree with what Felix just said. So.
Got it. It sounds like there's a consensus there. Well, that's all I have.
Okay. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
I have a motion from Director Hill. Do I have a second?
Second. Director Morrow.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Thank you, y'all. Stay safe and enjoy. Time is 6:25.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks. Great meeting, Brenda.
Thank you.
Good work.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Take care.
Goodbye.
Take care. Bye-bye.